Welcome to the Motherhood Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Lockwood, and on the surface, I teach you how to declutter your home so you can focus on what matters most to you as a mom, which I'm guessing isn't those laundry mountains, dishes stacked to the sky, and the tornadoes you clean up all day. My hope for this podcast is so much more than teaching you to declutter. I record all of my episodes live and in real time so that you can have the experience of a mom friend who gets you and is there for you. My audio isn't perfect, my kids might interrupt us, but the conversations we have are real, impactful, and proof that there are other moms like you that decluttering has worked for. If you want to join me and thousands of other moms for live episodes, go find us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Motherhood Simplified and we'll welcome you with open arms. See you soon. Welcome everybody to episode one of the Clutter Chronicles, and this is the little series that I'm doing with moms who have worked with me over right now as of like May 27th, 2019. It's been a year, but they worked with me over the past year and have decluttered their homes. And it doesn't mean that they've done it completely and fully and perfectly and that they're 100% done. Because like I tell you guys all the time, like nobody really ever is. Oh, your friend Kayla, it just popped onto Lindsay. But just to hear somebody else's story so that you can realize that this is possible for you too. The benefits are real. It does work. And I'm not just a crazy person who decided to move Alaska to Florida with nothing. And it only works for me. It works for a lot of you guys. So we are talking with Lindsay today. And I have to let you guys know first that Lindsay actually helps me a lot in the group. We have a sister group, like a spinoff group called MSTV Cribs. And it's kind of the group that we designed to let you guys go live with each other and do house tours. But Lindsay, I have to be honest, it's really Lindsay's group. She runs it. She's currently doing a 30-day decluttering challenge in there where every single day she planned out something for you to do in your home. So if you're not a part of the MSTV Cribs group yet, I'll put it in there and you guys can kind of request, you can request to get into that and join her because she busts her booty in there, making it really valuable and just giving you really quick decluttering projects that you can do as a mom. So that's my intro to Lindsay. Hi, Bri. I love Lindsay. I've been able to work with her. She is a go-getter. She's super supportive, super helpful, an awesome mom. And I mean, I'm not her husband, but I would say she's an awesome wife too. And so Lindsay.
Hey.
Tell us about yourself.
I have three kids. I have one from a previous marriage and he is 15 years old and just finished his freshman year in high school. And then I have two from my current marriage and they are 4.5 and 2.5 and they are my littles. They are the ones that drive me absolutely crazy and they are the reasons that I am here.
Yeah. That's important. She has little kids. So she started a year ago when her littlest was like 18 months. So
yeah,
she gets it. She gets it, guys.
And it was so funny because whenever I started watching Krista, she was always nursing Kaylee and I would be nursing my daughter along with her because my crazy self, I'm nursing until they're three. So
right.
Every time we sit down and watch Krista, she wants to nurse. So it's kind of our little thing. It's cute.
Yes. I love that too. Cause we did, I remember I'd be like, sorry guys, if you see too much and you're like, it's fine. Like I'm doing it too.
I'm right along with you every time.
Yeah. Which I just love that. Like how close the Motherhood Simplified community is and how it's kind of like, we're just sitting together talking. Like that's part of my hope for this is that you guys listening in, don't feel like you're the only one, you know, doing crazy things, just trying to get through your days.
Yeah.
Okay. So first question, I know the answer for this and you have your homegirls watching in on Facebook right now, but how did you find Motherhood Simplified And what were you hoping to get help with by joining?
Well, first I want to say I saw the, I think it's the Minimalist, the two guys that have the face or the documentary on Netflix.
Yeah.
And that just kind of like threw me into this. And I didn't want to go as simple as they are, you know, one chair, one bed, you know, like three pieces of clothing or whatever. Yeah. So I kind of just started looking into it, a lot of Pinterest, a lot of just random blogs and stuff. And so I posted on my personal Facebook page, you know, looking to see if anybody else had any other help or, you know, support groups, or if there was anything, you know, on Facebook, Facebook groups that I could join. And Kayla and Crystal both hopped on and they were like, you need to join Motherhood Simplified. Oh. And of course, when I do something, I jump in feet first and I just surround myself and envelop myself in it, which is great, but also very overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think by the end of the month, I think I had like bought all of the courses and had started in on it. But really, I was just looking for kind of general support and people that were doing the same things and going through the same things as I was, and then also guidance so that I knew what steps to take and whenever I got stuck, what, you know, what to do next. And
I did not know that. I mean, I knew that Crystal and Kayla told you about that, but I didn't know that you had specifically asked for some support in it, which makes sense, guys, because she did. She came in and it was like, okay, the group's carrying on. And then Lindsay showed up. And then all of a sudden it was like, Lindsay's decluttering everything. And she,
yes.
I don't know what challenges you did or what, but she did. She signed up for all.
I think I signed up for everything.
Yeah.
Like, anything and everything I could. I've basically just kind of dove into it.
Yeah.
Even almost what I think I've been in Motherhood Simplified for like 10 months. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's still not perfect. It's still, you know, I still have my issues. I still have my problem spots, but overall just the stress has been lifted a million times over.
I love that. So let's just jump up to that question then. So what, like overall, you know, what's the biggest differences that you can tell from when you started this to where you are now? Like, what do you feel like? How's your life different, I guess?
Before I was like super overwhelmed, super stressed, didn't want anybody to ever come over. I didn't feel like my kids, and this is one of my big things, I didn't feel like my kids could just freely roam my house. Like, I had baby gates everywhere. Yeah. And so like they were only allowed in, you know, the living room and their bedroom, or the living room and, you know, we have like a back room, which is kind of where all of our crap just kind of ended up. Mm-hmm. And so to go outside, out to the backyard, they'd have to go through that. Well, they couldn't just go in and out as they pleased because there's all this junk. Yeah. And they would get into everything and pull everything out. And so I was always stressed out about where they were, what they were getting into, what were they destroying?
Yeah.
Because two toddlers, and they feed off of each other too.
Yeah.
They're great individually, but you stick them together and it's crazy. You're
like, you want to get in trouble today? Okay.
Right. The 4-year-old is always like, sissy, you need to do this. Why don't you go do that? And of course she's all about it. So.
Yeah. They're about 2 years apart. Do you feel like it was like a, because I never knew that about you. Like, I don't think we've ever talked about this specifically, but did you feel like it was kind of more of a safety thing? Like, you just didn't want to take your eyes off of them? And then, of course, them, like, completely messing everything up. That's something else, but.
I think it was both. I think it was, like, a safety issue just for the fact that, you know, my 4.5-year-old, he's pretty small. He was the preemie, and he gets his height from his dad. My daughters, they're 22 months apart. Mm-hmm. And she's almost the exact same size as him. Like, he's only got maybe an inch on her. And so there for a long time, I was always worried about, you know, him, them going off and playing and then him doing something that he can do because he's 4 years old. And then her trying to, you know, copy him and, you know, end up jumping off the bed and like
right
doing something crazy. I don't know. Right. And of course this was a year ago. Now they're just monkeys and climb everything. Yeah, it was partially a safety thing. And you know, he had some smaller toys, and you know, whenever she was younger, you know, everything goes in the mouth.
Yeah.
So that was a worry. But I think also just, I didn't want them to make a bigger mess of what already was a big mess, if right. that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah. I had organized clutter and hidden clutter. And
yeah. And for those of you guys listening, and that's how it used to be for us too, where it was like, I think this is something that a lot of moms can relate to, where like you go to make dinner and the kids are quiet and you think like, oh my gosh, yay, that they're entertaining themselves. And then you come out and everything is pulled out and it's completely destroyed. And Kayla's
yes.
destroying part, because that's just kind of the nature of it. So of too much stuff is like, that's just what's going to happen. So where you are now, how would you say it's different from then? Do you feel like you have relief from it? Do you feel like it's
Oh yeah, easier? Definitely. Okay. I feel like I can actually like let them roam and like do whatever they want to do mm-hmm. and not have to worry about it as much. I mean, obviously they are a year older now too, so they're a little bit more respectful of their stuff. And I think that having less stuff has made them a little bit more respectful of what they do have. Mm-hmm. But one of the biggest things is, because we decluttered our living room so well, we were able to get a puppy, and I don't have to worry about leaving the puppy in the living room and her chewing everything up. Granted, I say that, and she did chew up one of my throw pillows, but I don't
care. She's gonna get something. It's not,
you're She's gonna get something, yeah. But it was, I didn't have to worry about, you know, her eating their toys, because all their toys aren't in the living room. We don't have kids' toys in the living room anymore. So,
that is so, you know,
cool. So with having...
is like an unexpected benefit, being able to yeah. get a puppy. That's
fun. Yeah. And not have to worry about it, like right. she's got her own space there. And yeah, so that was one of the unexpected things. But yeah, it's been like the benefits of doing all of this have been just more time. Like that is it's crazy that we have 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And before, it just felt like every minute I was busy, you know, chasing after the kids, telling them not to get into stuff. You know, I felt like I was yelling all the time and being, you know, that mom and almost like a helicopter parent when I didn't want to be. Yeah. I wanted to let them free roam and just do their own thing, but I couldn't because yeah. I didn't feel like I felt like I could.
Yeah.
And now, like, because I can let them do their own thing, like I've been able to do my own thing too, which is nice.
Ooh, that's a good one. Dang, Lindsay. I know we got to talk to you about this, because I mean, I know you and I know how far you've come, but that's really powerful to say that you went from feeling like every minute of your 24 hours was consumed to feeling like you can just let them be kids. Because I think that's something that a lot of parents want. They want to be able to let their kids be kids, but we don't feel like we can when we're drowning in stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Being able to get to do your own stuff. So tell us about what you did this morning that was your own stuff.
Oh, yeah. So some of you know. Yes. Crystal actually has started joining me. There is a local dance studio here in Indiana, in Lafayette, in our little teeny tiny town over here. And it is ran by an amazing woman, and she's a mom of four, and she has a pulse dancing studio.
Yeah.
And it has been amazing. I've been going for about 6 months now, about 6 to 8 months, somewhere on there. And we had an Instagram famous instructor from California who somehow she knew. He came out and did a workshop on Russian style pole dancing, and it was an hour and a half of intense craziness.
Yeah,
but it was so much fun. Absolutely amazing. And yeah, I got to do fun stuff like that. I actually go and pole 2 days a week now.
Yeah. So do you feel like that would have been able to happen for you if you hadn't decluttered?
No, definitely no. Even though I usually go after the kids are in bed, I feel like that time used to be spent trying to pick up or even just trying to de-stress from the clutter, you know, and that now I can leave and I don't have to worry that there's, you know, 40 piles of clothing or, you know, my sink is overrun with dishes and I don't have to worry about that anymore. I don't have to spend my evenings after the kids go to bed cleaning. I can spend them with my husband. I can spend them, you know, doing what I want to do. I actually recently, like in the last 2 weeks, started bullet journaling at night now. Cause I like the idea of journals and I like the ideas of like having everything in one spot. So I just started doing that recently.
That's awesome.
That
is awesome. So guys, I think it's one of the biggest reasons that I wanted to do this series with you guys is to show you that it's, and I tell you guys this all the time, it's so much more than decluttering, right? Like Lindsay is telling you, like, I decluttered my home and all of a sudden I have my minutes back to where I can literally get to the end of my day and not feel like I just have to like crash into bed and be like, oh my God, I survived. Like she's getting to do the things that she wants to do, which is one of my favorite parts about this group. Like, yes, it's about decluttering. It's a decluttering group. I teach you how to throw your stuff away, but it's about so much more so that you can get to where Lindsay's at, like 10 months later, being like, I learned, this intimidates me, I have to be honest. I learned how to do Russian pole dancing today. right? Super cool. So I love all that, your before, your after, everything, how it's different for you. But let's talk real quick about like the actual process and what it was like for you. So what was, I know you watched the documentary, which guys, I lightheartedly make fun of them. Because I'm always like moms don't need that kind of help. Like moms can't live in, you know, like those single bachelors live, right? But what was your first step? What was the very, like your first step that you remember, like, or maybe like one of the first things that you decluttered or your first intentional decluttering project? What was
like so that? It's funny. I went hardcore for the hardest things and it's still my favorite things to declutter. And so I went after my kids. I didn't declutter the kids. So whenever I joined, I was, so whenever I had started, I was in the process of repainting my kids' bedrooms, which if most of you have seen, if not, you can just like search my name and you should be able to find it. In my 4.5-year-old's room, we did a full-blown mural, all four walls and the ceiling. And then my teenager's room has two small murals and I repainted his whole room. And then my daughter's room is again, four full walls, of murals. And, I had joined right after I finished painting my son's room, my youngest son's room. And so as we were like putting everything back into his room, I was going through and just getting rid of stuff like left and right. And then again, whenever we did my daughter's room, I did the same thing. And just making sure that everything had a home and that we've gone through their toys, I think two times since then, because of birthdays and Christmases, and just like reorganizing their rooms to make it work for them. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of trial and error to find what works for them and what they actually play with. I could probably still go through again and get rid of a bunch of them, but they don't play. It's summertime. They've been outside more than anything. So that was like
dying over your kid comment.
Yes, I decluttered the kids.
So you started with the kids stuff, and when you started, like obviously whenever anyone comes into the group or wants to start this, they are pretty overwhelmed for a lot of reasons. You know, they have a lot of hesitations, they have a lot of struggles, they have a lot of what we talk about in here, like limiting beliefs of like, I can't do this, you know, what if, just in case, or the money, you know, what were your biggest hesitations and struggles, and then what helped you push past those?
Definitely just in case. Just in case, I might get a little PG-13 here.
PG-13. Oh my gosh. Okay.
I have held my tongue this entire time. I'm gonna probably let loose here a little bit. Just in case was my side bitch. Like that's the best way to put it.
I
held on to everything just in case. Or what ifs. What ifs were horrible for me. And I've gotten a lot better of just changing my mindset and thinking, really, is it possible? You know, really, is this situation going to happen? And if so, what's the worst thing that could happen? And I think just thinking, okay, if I'm holding it onto this charger cord for my cell phone, just in case, you know, for a cell phone that's, you know, 8 years old.
Oh, yeah.
What happens if I lose it? Oh, no. You know,
I can't use my flip phone anymore.
Right? My razor.
Oh no.
Yeah. So the biggest thing was just, okay, well, let's say I have a phone that's 8 years old and I'm keeping it because it has pictures on it. Okay, what do I fix? You know, how do I fix this problem? And problem solving. So okay, I found the cord for it. I'm gonna hurry up and charge it, download all the photos, and then get rid of it and just be done with it.
Yeah.
And so just problem solving my just in case was my big thing. And then the money was a big thing too. Anything that I thought could sell, I would sell it. And that was great if it sold right away. But then I ended up with piles and totes of just stuff in my, like I said, my back room, that was stuff that was listed for sale, but never sold.
Right.
I still have this habit. Like I have a diaper bag that I use like three times, but it's a $125 diaper bag. Mm-hmm. And I can't get rid of it yet.
I think you sent me pictures of it.
Yeah. And it's like,
and ask me, nice what one. Should I do with this?
And you're like, just get rid of it.
Yeah.
Put it on it's sale. It's not doing you any good. Yeah. So like I've even listed it for like $50 and nobody's bid at it. So I'm like, eventually I'm just going to be like, okay, who is having a baby? Who needs a diaper bag? And I will get it and I will feel better about it. Or I'll donate it to like a mom that actually will use it.
Yeah.
Another struggle, honestly, like my husband has been very supportive of stuff, but sometimes he can kind of over exaggerate things. And like I told him over this weekend, you know, I want to go through the garage and go through everything. And how we process things is differently. Like I want to just pull everything out, clean the garage, reorganize it, bring back what needs to be brought back, and then deal with whatever's left over. Mm-hmm. If it needs donated or trash or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, why don't we just get a dumpster and throw it all away? And I'm like, that's not the point. That's not my process.
Yeah.
So because we see things differently and we go at situations differently, like we analyze them differently.
Yeah.
That has been a hard thing for me and him to like do our own things.
Find the middle ground.
Yeah.
That's interesting because a lot of times, you know, you see them in the group. We get lots of posts from people like, my husband wants to keep everything. And they're like, I want to, like Danielle is watching. She's like, I want to rent a dumpster. And her husband's like, no, please don't do that. Like, please don't throw everything away. So it's funny that, you know, we call it the husband or the spouse thing, but it goes both ways. And
yeah.
You're so self-aware. Like, I think that's one of the biggest things that I've noticed in you is that throughout the whole process, you're just really self-aware.
And you have to be.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're all chiming in about husbands. Danielle's like, I'm going to get my dumpster.
Get it, girl.
Yeah. Just do it. You could find a middle ground. I mean, you guys could rent a dumpster and then take everything out and you could pull it all back in. And then instead of waiting to donate it, just throw it away on the spot.
And I think some of that was sarcasm on his point. And he had a very dry sense of humor. So, like, sometimes I can't always tell if he's joking or not.
Probably joking.
It's like, I think it's like half joke, half are you serious kind of thing.
Yeah.
You want to do what with my weekend? Yeah.
Right? Right. It's like, you know, I worked all weekend, right? Like, that's
not. Yeah. Yeah. Time has been very hard because, you know, until recently he traveled a lot for work too. So I was single parenting a lot, which I know you personally struggled with. So that's been kind of hard. It is a little bit easier for me with my 15-year-old helping, but at the same time, he's in like 6 different bands at school and was doing all kinds of crazy extracurricular activities. So he was never home to help.
Right. Right. Yep. It's, yeah, you got to figure out life. We got to work together. So I love that you, as far as like getting past yourself, guys, just a really big takeaway that I hope you get from Lindsay is that she's self-aware and she's learned ways to problem solve, which is something that I try my best to teach in the courses, especially the Motherhood Simplified course is like, okay, this is my problem. This is my life right now. What am I going to do about it? Right? Because the only other option is to sit there and complain about it. So she asks herself, she literally asks herself like, really, is this scenario of just in case or what if in my head, is it really possible? Like, what is it really going to happen? What's the worst that could happen? You know, a lot of times we think like all these things that we're holding on to just in case we're like doing ourselves a big favor, but really the worst that would happen is that you're slightly inconvenienced for a minute and that's it. That's it. It's not really a big deal. And she asks herself, how do I fix this problem? So I hope you guys... I just wanted to stress that again so that you guys have, you know, really good takeaways. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I think there's only one thing that I ever regretted decluttering, and you're going to laugh at me. Our power went out, and my husband was like, why don't we have any candles? Because I switched to, like, Scentsy warmers. Oh. Like, we had to deal the entire evening with flashlights and cell phones. Oh, darn, you know.
Right.
Like the world didn't end. You know, because we didn't have candles, like.
Yeah. Who was it? There's any time, because I ask this question a lot. I'm like, is there anything that you ever regretted decluttering? And anytime anybody says it, they're like, okay, yeah, there's this one thing, but it's actually really funny. Because it really wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah. And honestly, if I would have thought about it, I would have been like, oh, I need some for like emergencies. But at the same time, we lived. Like it was, like you said, we were mildly inconvenienced. We had to deal with flashlights on our phones and, you know, the 2-year-old, you know,
yeah,
around in everybody's faces.
Yeah, exactly. It was okay. Everybody was fine. And I tell you guys this because I like to be kind of dramatic with you guys, but I'm like, nobody died.
Yes.
Like we moved from Alaska to Florida with 3 suitcases and we didn't have any stuff and nobody died. It was fine.
You say that and it reminds me of the guy off of The Hangover, but did you die?
Yeah, but did you die? Did you decide something? Yeah, like what really, like what is the worst that's going to happen? It's really not that bad. Okay, so my notes are like all over the place.
I know, I made a big mess.
So I have two more questions for you, I think, because I only have 9 more minutes.
I was going to say, I told you I was going to word vomit everywhere.
I love it though. It's so helpful. So what would you say has been the most helpful thing in helping you to declutter? What's been your like most valuable asset? Or
is it trash bag count?
Oh yeah, that is good. There we go. Literal. A trash bag.
And no, honestly, I think I believe it's the Motherhood Simplified one, where you're talking about mindset. That was like, and picturing like my future self and like what the optimal thing, you know, my optimal life would be and what was pictured in it and none of my crap was pictured in it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, what kind of mom I wanted to be and what kind of example I wanted to be. And I think that right there just kind of threw me full force into it.
Nice. I did not realize that either. So the course that she's talking about is the Motherhood Simplified course. So I have 2 decluttering courses and then I have Motherhood Simplified, which is the it's like everything else about your mom life after.
The best course ever.
I mean, you can do it before you declutter as well. And there is a whole entire section on mindset. And I ask you these really, they're not easy to answer, I don't think, because I actually do the course. I made the course, but I do it myself. They're not easy to answer. And I ask you to create this vision for your life. And you heard it from Lindsay. None of her clutter was a part of that vision. Okay. And that's really, that to me, like, gives me little goosebumps, because that's what I was hoping the course would do, is like help you get so clear on your vision that making these decisions and finding the time to actually let go of your stuff can happen. Like, that's, that was my hope for it. Like, give you a kick in the pants to be like, this is how you're living. This is the direction you're heading. Do you really want to keep going that way? Or do you want to, you know, kind of change directions? So that was like the best answer ever. I did not expect that.
You didn't expect me to go all like sentimental with you here.
No, I thought you were going to be like the just in case podcast episode.
I don't know. Literally trash bags, but second thing, and bins. I actually have started keeping I have a small bin that I keep near my front door, because that's the door we go in and out of all the time. And anytime that I have something to declutter, I just throw it in there. And then whenever it gets full, I take it to the donation center and just drop it all off. So sometimes it fills up in like 2 days. Sometimes it takes 2 weeks, but it just depends on what stage of life we're in, like you said.
Yeah, it's there. It's there for you. It's reminding you. Are you part of the empty bin club?
I am, but then I got rid of all of them at the same time. So, because I donated my bins whenever I did it. So yeah. I didn't get a cute picture with like all of them stacked up next to me. But I had a very, very large collection of dollar store bins. I still have a couple that I use, like the smaller ones for organizing like my makeup and stuff. But for the most part, I still have some big ones left, but they will be leaving soon. I've been going through them.
Nice. So if you guys don't know what the empty bin club is, it's when you declutter so much that you literally have a whole bunch of empty bins. And it's so funny for me to watch, because people will be like, we wrap up our identity in these bins. We're like, no, moms have bins. Moms have organizational bins. And then you declutter and you're like, oh my God, I don't need these. And then you're part of the empty bin club.
I will have to take a picture. I did keep like our big totes, like the Rubbermaid totes. I have those. So I think I have 6 or 7 of them in my garage that are just stacked up empty. Yeah. And then I have like 4 that I still am like going through and processing stuff, and stuff that I have for other people that they just haven't picked up. And because I gift things to my friends.
Yes. Question too. I have really big totes too that are empty, but we use them for moving because we move so often. And I was like, I'm not going to buy cardboard boxes anymore. So we have a whole bunch. I'm part of the empty bin club.
You are.
So my last question is, if you could say anything to your family and friends who are kind of on the fence about decluttering and wondering if it works, what would you say to them?
Just effing do it.
Woo! Yes. I
edited myself. Thank you. But no, seriously, even if you just start in one tiny spot and one room, or just the trash, like there were so many times that I have gone through, like done a surface purge and half of it's trash. And I'm like, why is this stuff sitting right here when there's a trash can 2 feet away from me?
Yeah.
You know, and making it a priority in your life is like number one, because it's so worth it. It's so worth it.
It is.
And honestly, I'm going to hop back for like just a second. You were talking about unexpected benefits.
Yeah.
But for me, another thing is money. Like, I didn't realize it, but we actually have a savings right now, which has never happened in my life.
Oh my gosh. So I'm not a liar.
No, you're not a liar. I promise.
Yeah.
It's not just because of tax time either.
Right.
But yeah, like because I'm more organized in my life, like clutter wise is gone. I can focus more on like my time, and I can actually prioritize my bills and like my money and how I go about it. And like, I don't want to spend money as much as I used to. I used to do it just, you know, for fun and as stress relief, and it just added to the stress.
I'm so glad.
I still like to go shopping, but yeah. I'm a lot better about what I buy.
Right. And I think I was thinking about this the other day, because I'm always thinking about this. I'm like, how do I say this in the right way? And it's not that you don't buy things for yourself or you don't get things that you don't want. It's that you're not willing to just go spend your money on anything. And yeah, you are so much more intentional about it because you have the mental space and the mental like capacity to be like, I really don't need this. Like, this is a waste of my money. Like, why would I do this? But when you do really want something, it's that much more fun to get because you're like, okay, I really want this.
Yeah. And it's easier for me to spend money on things that I need. Like my 15-year-old is built like a little, like tall, skinny little stick. Mm-hmm. And so the only places that we could buy jeans for him are like $60 jeans. Right. And we ended up going out and we were able to buy 4 pairs of jeans for him. And, you know, I didn't feel like I was, oh my gosh, I'm so stressed because we have to come up with this much money for him to have jeans. Mm-hmm. That, you know, I now I'm like, okay, you know, I know that this is a priority and it's something that we need. So I don't feel bad about spending that money.
Amazing. Amazing. Like,
but, yeah,
I love it. I love that because that's so true. That's exactly what happens. Yeah. Amy says 1 minute left on my Facebook timer. And I think I only have a couple minutes left on my recording too, but, that's super powerful stuff. I'm so glad that you shared it.
Thank you for having me.
I know. I love it. Come on, you did amazing.
We'll have to do a part two sometime.
Yes. We are because I totally honest, like I didn't expect so many people to want to do this that I do need to do follow-ups. I need to do follow-ups and we need to have like a whole nother week or two dedicated to this. It's so fun. So thank you, Lindsay.
No problem. If anybody has questions and they comment, I'll reply too.
Okay. Yeah, there's a ton of comments. I tried to kind of keep up on them, but you'll see it in the Facebook group. And okay. We all love you and we will see you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey friend, did you love this episode? If you did, I would love if you took a screenshot of it and shared it with somebody else. Okay, the whole point of this is to create a community of moms who get each other, who support each other, and who when they find something that helps them, they share it with somebody. So I would love if you shared this podcast with somebody with maybe just a little note about how it helped you or how it inspired you so that it can help somebody else. I would also love it if you left me a review. Leaving a review lets me get better stats on the internet and blah, blah, blah. Basically, it helps me help more moms like you. I would so appreciate it. If you hated this episode, I'm sorry, but I'm also kind of impressed that you listened to it all. And you're still listening. So still leave me a review, still share it because I'm sure somebody can benefit from it. I'll see you guys on the next episode.